This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
What if the very marketing reports your team is currently popping champagne over are actually hiding the exact reasons your company is bleeding cash?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a tough question to face.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, you know the saying. A massive marketing initiative finally wraps up.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone on the Zoom call is totally exhausted,
uh-huh,
but relieved. And then someone pulls up this beautifully designed, glossy, 30-page PDF report.
Oh, I know the exact PDF you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's just packed to the brim with charts going up and to the right.
Yeah.
You've got total impressions, page views, raw clicks, time on page.
And everyone applauds.
Exactly. Everyone applauds. They celebrate these really shiny vanity metrics. They pat each other on the back.
And they immediately rush off to launch the very next initiative.
Yes, and that PDF just gets filed away in some digital folder, literally never to be opened again.
It's an all too common scenario. And honestly, it is the corporate equivalent of crossing the finish line of a marathon, grabbing your little participation medal, and then immediately sprinting toward the start line of another marathon.
Without even stopping for water.
Right, without stopping to check your shoes or review your split times or anything. It's exhausting. And from a revenue operations standpoint, it is an absolute disaster.
And that brings us to the core mission for today's deep dive. We are looking at a really fascinating, highly practical insights piece by Joe Medico from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yeah, a really great piece.
It's titled Campaign Debrief Framework, Scale Marketing ROI. And our goal today for you, the listener, is to figure out how to stop this endless, exhausting cycle.
It really is a cycle.
It is. How do you stop renting your growth through guesswork? You know, how do you move past just throwing money at ad networks and hoping for the best, and instead build this unyielding, revenue-generating marketing engine?
Because that specific tendency to just rush from campaign to campaign without stopping to rigorously extract the data, that is an incredibly expensive operational failure.
Yeah, let's talk about that cost.
Well, when you skip a formal structured debrief, you aren't saving time. You think you're maintaining momentum, but you aren't. You are virtually guaranteeing that you will repeat the exact same subtle targeting mistakes in the next campaign.
Oh, man.
Only this time, because you thought the last one was a quote-unquote success based on those vanity metrics.
You'll probably do it with a bigger budget.
Exactly. You'll be doing it with an even larger budget. You end up compounding your errors instead of compounding your wins.
That makes total sense. And the source material makes a really compelling case that this isn't just, you know, some philosophical debate about good management. We're operating in the business environment of 2026, and the landscape has fundamentally shifted beneath our feet.
It really has.
We all know the old way of reporting, that fluffy, jargon-filled 40-page agency deck. We know that's flawed.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to push back a little bit on behalf of anyone listening who might be, you know, a bit skeptical of the alarm bells.
Sure.
Is traditional web traffic actually dropping across the board? Or are marketers just kind of looking in the wrong places and making excuses for poor performance?
It's a totally fair pushback. I mean, it is so easy to blame the algorithm when your numbers are down.
Right.
But the data here is structural and it's undeniable. Traditional click traffic is dropping.
Really? Just across the board?
Across the board. And it's happening because we're fully entrenched in the era of conversational AI search tools.
Right, the ChatGPTs and Google Geminis of the world.
Exactly. Those platforms are natively answering complex user queries right there on the primary interface. They do it long before a prospect ever has the need to click a traditional blue link.
Because the AI isn't just summarizing search results anymore. It's actively intercepting the user's intent. Like if a buyer wants to know the top three supply chain software solutions.
They just ask.
Yeah, and the AI just gives them the list, the pros, the cons, right there in the chat window.
Oh.
The user's journey ends before they ever reach your landing page.
Precisely. They get the answer and they close the tab. So buying uncalibrated ad traffic in this specific environment is a fast track to squeezed margins.
Because there's just less traffic to go around.
Yeah, you're paying a premium for clicks in a world where fewer people are clicking overall. That means the clicks you do actually secure, they need to be hyper-targeted and flawlessly executed.
So you don't need more random top-of-funnel traffic?
No, you need more closed-won revenue. If you are blindly throwing money at ad networks without a ruthless calibration mechanism, I mean, you are going to bleed cash faster than ever before.
This raises a really important question, though. If the volume of traffic is fundamentally shrinking and the nature of search behavior is completely different. How on earth are we still using legacy attribution models to track success?
Oh, we shouldn't be.
It just seems like a total nightmare for any marketing director trying to justify their quarterly budget right now.
Oh, it's an absolute nightmare. And it leads to a very specific type of internal dysfunction within companies.
Actually, there is a quote in the source text that perfectly captures this exact dysfunction. Joe Medico writes, and I love this, "Attribution can sometimes feel like a marketing game of Clue."
Yes.
Everyone has a theory, nobody is completely sure, and somehow Google Ads is always in the room.
It is hilarious because it is painfully accurate for anyone who has ever sat in one of those meetings.
Seriously, it's so true.
Think about a typical Q3 review. You have the social media team saying, oh, it was the Facebook retargeting ad in the library with the white paper download.
Right. And the organic team says, no, it was the SEO blog post in the conservatory.
Exactly. And meanwhile, Google Ads is just sitting there automatically claiming 100% of the credit simply because a prospect happened to Google your company's name right before they logged into the client portal.
Just snatching the credit at the finish line.
Always. And because no one actually knows the truth, you just end up trading surface level assumptions.
Yeah, someone looks at a campaign that failed to generate pipeline and just shrugs and goes, well, I guess that audience segment just wasn't ready to buy.
Right, which is entirely subjective. Which brings us to the solution. Because you cannot scale a business on subjective assumptions.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because if the old 40-page agency deck is dead and playing cross-departmental Clue is a waste of time, what actually replaces it?
Right.
Double Dome's piece presents this systematic framework they call the 60-minute debrief. Now, I have to admit, I've got some serious skepticism here.
That's fair.
Have you ever been in a room with a sales team, a marketing team, and an executive team? Getting them to agree on what color the sky is takes an hour.
Usually longer.
Right. So doing a full campaign attribution without it devolving into a massive finger-pointing match? That sounds impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Can a company really replace days of academic debates over algorithms with just a one-hour session?
They absolutely can, but your skepticism is completely warranted. The human element is the biggest hurdle here. It only takes 60 minutes if, and this is a non-negotiable if, the meeting is ruthlessly protected and strictly focused on producing three specific deliverables.
Okay.
It is not a brainstorming session. It is not a time to complain about Q4 budget cuts. The leader of this meeting has to operate like a surgeon.
So no wandering off topic?
None. The data must be pulled before anyone even sits down, and the 60 minutes are entirely dedicated to extracting actionable operational directives.
It's an extraction session, not a creative jam.
Oh.
I like that. So walk us through the actual mechanics of this.
Right.
What is the very first deliverable we have to walk out of this hour with?
The first output is called the scale list. It is a highly specific documentation of what actually worked.
Okay.
But we have to elevate our standard of proof here. We are not looking at what got the lowest cost per click or, you know, the most raw impression.
The vanity metrics.
Right. We are looking for a documented breakdown of specific headlines, specific audience segments, and specific landing page layouts that generated verified back-end CRM closed revenue.
Wait, closed revenue? That is a massive distinction.
It changes everything.
Because you aren't walking into the room saying, hey, this LinkedIn ad got 1,000 clicks. You are walking into the room saying, this specific ad creative resulted in 3 closed won deals in our enterprise pipeline.
Exactly. You are forcing a shift in the primary evaluation metric. You move away from vanity metrics and you evaluate based on the cost per CRM pipeline deal and your return on ad spend, or ROAS.
Okay, wow.
If a clever headline brought in a massive wave of traffic but generated 0 actual pipeline revenue, it does not go on the scale list, period.
It's just noise at that point.
Expensive noise.
Okay, so you've mapped out exactly what generated real revenue. That's the scale list. But I imagine just staring at a list of your wins doesn't protect you from the money you just wasted on the rest of the campaign, right? How do we ensure we don't just buy the exact same bad traffic tomorrow?
That is precisely why the second non-negotiable output is the root cause analysis.
The root cause analysis, okay.
This is where you do a deep diagnostic review to isolate exactly why certain ad groups or initiatives failed. You refuse to accept that lazy excuse of, oh, the audience just wasn't interested.
Right, you can't just shrug it off.
You have to interrogate the data to find the exact friction point in the user journey.
So you are playing data detective. You are looking for the exact leak in the pipe.
Yes. For instance, Did a specific ad group have a massive bounce rate? Not because the audience was wrong, but because maybe the messaging above the fold on the landing page was completely misaligned with the ad copy.
Oh, like a bait and switch feeling for the user.
Exactly. Or did you use broad match keywords on Google that ended up attracting a wave of non-buying web bots instead of actual human enterprise buyers?
Like happens all the time.
All the time. You have to map out the exact points of failure.
Which naturally sets up the final piece.
Yeah.
Because once you know what makes money, and you know exactly where the friction is, you actually have to do something with that information. So what is the third deliverable?
The third deliverable is the next iteration hypothesis. Okay.
You have to walk out of that 60-minute session with a concrete, scientifically structured plan for what you were going to test in the very next campaign.
And the source material gets very granular on this. A good hypothesis shouldn't just be some vague directive like, let's make the ad copy punchier.
No. That's useless.
The text provides this exact example. I'll read it. If we replace our feature list ad headlines with story-driven problem angles, our qualifies lead volume will increase by 15%. See, look at the architecture of that statement. It is a strict if-then conditional.
Yeah, very scientific.
It isolates a single variable changing feature lists to story-driven angles and attaches a measurable percentage to a specific trackable metric, which is qualified lead volume.
It literally is the scientific method applied to digital marketing.
It really is. And what's fascinating here is the massive underlying mindset shift required to pull this off.
Absolutely.
Well, when you adopt this framework, you fundamentally stop treating your marketing budget like a gamble at the casino, you know, where you just pull the slot machine lever and hope for a jackpot.
Okay.
You start treating every single campaign as a formal research study. You ran an experiment in the market, you paid hard capital to gather data, and now you are meticulously extracting the findings before moving on.
So the entire goal is just to ensure your organization gets smarter with every single dollar spent.
Every single dollar.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, though, because this 60-minute meeting is a phenomenal theory. But if the data you bring into that room is flawed, the whole debrief is just a hallucination.
Oh, yeah. Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. You're just doing bad math faster. So how do we actually capture this rock-solid back-end data? Because if ad networks are fundamentally incentivized to claim credit for every conversion like our game of Clue.
Right, they want the credit.
Then relying on their front-end dashboards is a massive conflict of interest. We have to look under the hood at the technical implementation.
That is the crux of the entire operation. You cannot evaluate back-end CRM closed-won revenue if your marketing systems and your sales systems aren't securely talking to each other.
Right.
The author of the piece uses a highly accurate analogy here. He says, many websites collect leads the way a bucket collects water after someone forgot to put the bottom in.
That is such a vivid image. You are pouring expensive traffic in at the top, and the data is just vanishing out the bottom before it ever reaches the CRM.
Exactly.
So how do we fix the bottom of the bucket? How do we build a technical engine that bypasses the ad network's biased grading systems?
Well, the author lays out three deeply technical, actionable steps to install this debrief engine. The first step is implementing server-side tracking, specifically something called OCI, or offline conversion tracking.
Okay, let's break down the actual mechanics of OCI, because as we established with our game of Clue, a normal tracking pixel just knows a user clicked a link or loaded a page.
That's all it knows.
Right. It has no idea if that user became a high-paying client 3 weeks later after talking to a sales rep.
Yeah.
How does OCI bridge that three-week gap between a click and a closed deal?
It bridges the gap by using unique encrypted identifiers like a GCL ID for Google, for example.
Yep. Okay.
When a user clicks your ad, that unique ID travels with them. And it doesn't just sit on the web browser where it can get lost. It is captured and securely passed directly into your CRM alongside their contact information.
It's locked in.
It's locked in. It sits there, dormant, while your sales team does their job. Then, 3 weeks later, when that prospect status changes to closed one in the CRM, your server automatically sends a ping back to the ad platform saying, hey, this specific ID just generated $50,000.
I love that. It's like slipping an invisible GPS tracker into a prospect's pocket right at the front door of your store.
Yes.
We don't care where they wander in the aisles, and we don't care if they leave and come back. We only care when they finally pull out their wallet at the register 3 weeks later.
Exactly.
And at that exact moment, the GPS tracker sends a signal back to the marketing team saying, hey, this specific ad on this specific day is what originally brought them in.
That is a perfect way to visualize it. It routes sales milestone data straight from your CRM where the actual financial reality lives back into your marketing view.
So instead of a dashboard built on assumptions,
you get a dashboard built on bankable reality. You can say, I spent X on this ad group and our system verified it made Y.
Okay, so step one gives us the absolute truth on revenue. What is step two of fixing the bucket?
Step two is creating a permanent defense system by archiving negative keywords.
Archiving negative keywords. This directly connects to the root cause analysis we discussed earlier, right? The process of mapping out the failures. But how does extracting a negative keyword actually build a defense?
Well, when you run that root cause analysis and discover that a chunk of your budget was wasted on junk queries, let's say people searching for entry-level jobs when you are trying to sell enterprise B2B software.
Right, terrible mismatch.
Right. You don't just sigh, adjust the current campaign, and move on. You extract those exact search phrases and bot signatures, and you permanently hardcode them into your account-level master negative keyword lists.
So you aren't just tweaking a live campaign. You are updating the account's DNA.
Exactly.
It's like building an immune system for your marketing budget. Every time the system gets sick or attacked by bad traffic, it learns the exact signature of that virus and permanently blocks it from ever draining your budget again.
That's exactly it. You turn a temporary campaign failure into a permanent structural defense. And over time, that immune system becomes incredibly robust, which dramatically lowers your customer acquisition cost.
Because you're not paying for the same mistakes twice.
Precisely. Which brings us to step three. And this is perhaps the most crucial technical requirement for surviving the 2026 AI search landscape we discussed at the very beginning.
Okay, what is it?
You have to optimize for information gain and JSON-LD schema.
Right, because if ChatGPT and Gemini are intercepting the user intent and answering questions natively, we can't just rely on blue links anymore. We need to be the definitive source they use to generate those native answers.
Absolutely.
But how do we actually force an AI model to cite us?
Well, the conversational AI models are aggressively scanning the web for two specific things. First, high information gain.
What does that mean in this context?
In the eyes of an AI crawler, your landing pages and core content cannot just be regurgitated fluff that's summarized from other websites.
Like most SEO articles from 3 years ago.
Right. The AI already knows all that. Your pages must provide net new data, proprietary insights, or unique human experiences. It needs original inputs that the AI cannot easily synthesize from the rest of the web.
Okay, so you need actual original thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But an AI crawler is still just a machine reading code. Brings us to schema. Now, JSON-LD schema sounds like the exact kind of technical jargon that makes a CEO's eyes completely glaze over.
It does sound intimidating, yeah.
So explain the actual mechanism here. How does it work?
Conceptually, it is brilliant. JSON-LD schema is a structured script added to the header of your website's code, and it explicitly maps out the entities on your page for the crawler.
So if your website is a massive, unformatted textbook that forces the AI crawler to read every single paragraph just to figure out what you sell.
Which takes time and processing power, yeah.
Schema is like handing the AI a meticulously labeled spreadsheet right at the front door.
Yeah.
It instantly tags the data. Like, this cell is our pricing model, this cell is our target industry, this cell is our proprietary research.
That is exactly what it does. It entirely removes the cognitive load for the AI crawler. It doesn't have to guess what your page is about.
Wow.
When you combine high information gain with perfectly structured JSON-LD code, you achieve what DoubleDome refers to as preferred answer status.
Preferred answer status.
Yes. The AI instantly verifies your digital assets, it understands your authority, and it prioritizes recommending your brand as the definitive answer to the user's prompt.
You are literally spoon-feeding the AI the exact proprietary information it craves in the exact structured format it demands, so it essentially has no choice but to position you as the industry expert.
Exactly.
But I imagine this level of back-end architecture isn't a quick weekend project. To contextualize how long-term this setup is, I want to share a great analogy from the source text.
Oh, the orchard one.
Yes. The author points out, SEO is more like planting an orchard than buying groceries. The payoff can be substantial, but nobody gets apples tomorrow.
It is a phenomenal analogy because it highlights the necessity of continuous technical management. You don't just set up server-side APIs and configure custom schema architectures across multiple web properties once and walk away.
Right.
It requires dedicated maintenance, pruning, and protection. It is a heavy, complex lift.
So What does this all mean for you, the listener?
Yeah.
Whether you are an active CEO, a revenue operations director, or just a professional trying to understand the mechanics of modern business scale, the core value proposition of this entire framework is about standardization and ownership. By adopting this 60-minute campaign debrief framework, you are ruthlessly standardizing your acquisition operations. But to actually execute it, you likely need to outsource the heavy technical overhead.
They really do.
Because, as the text rightly points out, an active CEO playing data detective or manually building OCI tracking sheets, that is a massive misallocation of strategic time.
Huge misallocation.
You outsource the complex back-end integrations so you can claim complete unyielding ownership of your growth engine, freeing you up to focus on actually closing the deals the system generates.
If we connect this to the bigger picture of business strategy, look, digital channels are always going to evolve. Today, it is navigating the complexities of ChatGPT and Gemini. Tomorrow, it will inevitably be some new spatial computing platform or a different algorithmic gatekeeper entirely.
The ground will always shift.
Always. But the core math of business scale remains entirely constant through all of it. Systematically learning from verified data eliminates waste and drives sustainable profitability. When you enforce a disciplined, uncompromising debrief protocol, you finally stop renting temporary traffic loops from greedy ad networks, and you start building a permanent corporate asset.
You own the verified CRM insights.
Yeah.
You own the master negative keyword lists that protect your budget. You own the preferred answer status with the AI engines.
Precisely. You transform raw, chaotic campaign history into an unyielding competitive advantage that your competitors simply cannot replicate.
Which brings us full circle back to that glossy 30-page PDF report we talked about at the very beginning of the deep dive. The one full of vanity metrics that gets celebrated on a Zoom call and then shoved in a digital drawer.
RIP to the PDF.
Seriously. I want to leave you with a final lingering thought to mull over, building on that profound idea that every single campaign you run is effectively a formal research study. Think about your own company's marketing history over the last 3 years. If every past campaign was an incredibly expensive experiment that your company has already paid hard capital for, what is the unmeasured financial cost of the studies your organization has simply forgotten about?
Wow.
What proprietary insights, what vital negative keywords, and what revenue-generating headlines are sitting in your own data graveyard right now, just waiting for a rigorous 60-minute debrief to unlock your next massive phase of growth? It might be time to stop celebrating the vanity metrics. Throw out the glossy PDF and start extracting the real data. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time as we continue to explore the ideas that shape our world.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.